I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the jury has reached a verdict in the Casey Anthony trial. We'll have a full report after that decision comes in. But first to Montana, where it's now day four of the cleanup effort after Friday's oil pipeline break between northern Wyoming and Billings, Montana, under the Yellowstone River. ExxonMobil officials have been under pressure to acknowledge the leak extended beyond an initial 10-mile area around Laurel, Montana. Today in a press conference, the governor said the oil has been spotted more than 20 miles away from that pipe break. Crews still haven't been able to reach the break because the Yellowstone, like many rivers this spring, is swollen and dangerous. Amanda Venegas is a reporter and anchor for KTVQ, the CBS News affiliate in Billings. Amanda, we know the Department of Transportation, which oversees pipelines, cited this one last year, but the department now says ExxonMobil responded, case closed. What's the thinking as to why the pipeline broke?
Well, Robin, at this time, they haven't released the findings of that, but there's a lot of speculation. We've had a lot of high waters in our rivers, and we've essentially been underwater the last month. Some people are speculating that it may have been debris that's been floating down. We've seen large trees and whatnot floating down our river. However, they're not giving word. Now, there's several lines underneath the Yellowstone. They include other refinery lines and other companies. Now, they were all shut down relatively in a short amount of time after the rupture was detected. But, you know, even then, it did rupture and it caused significant damage. 42,000 gallons of oil leaked into the Yellowstone. And it's day four. They're still cleaning it up.
We know that officials in the town where this first began, in Laurel, shut this pipeline down in May because they thought then there was going to be a risk of rupture because of river flooding. It's, you know, as you say, Montana's been underwater. Is there a question as to whether or not it should have been shut down again?
I guess some people are questioning whether or not it should have been shut down again if they should have seen this. We're seeing this before the oil ruptured. And at this time, you know, I think because of the initial shutting down, they thought maybe they were out of the clear. But obviously we know they weren't because of all the gallons of oil that have spilled onto the Yellowstone.
Well, we're hearing the cleanup activities are in four zones, from Laurel to Duck Creek Bridge, then from Duck Creek Bridge to Johnson Lane, and then Johnson Lane to Miles City, Miles City to Glendive. We added that up. That's like 234 miles. How far does this oil extend?
At this time, officials from ExxonMobil are saying it's only within a short amount of time. As reports indicate earlier, they gave in to some pressure, saying it may extend beyond that. We've talked with local disaster and emergency services personnel throughout counties in Montana. We know that it's extended up to 100 miles, all the way out to Pompey's Pillar, where famous Clark's signature is on. So about 100 miles east of Billings, we know that it's gone. Possibly the sheen has been detected. They are monitoring levels because the water is high, so it could extend further east up the Yellowstone River, and the Yellowstone River is a tributary of the Missouri River, so that is a cause for concern, and over the weekend, officials throughout the state expressed some concern about that.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Clark's signature, as in Lewis and Clark, you know,
a
beautiful sight there. Well, what's been the impact? We've been hearing about people who have farms along the riverbanks. Has anybody gotten sick, though?
You know, it's interesting you say that. ExxonMobil officials are not saying anything about health impacts. But we do know of one nearby resident who says that his wife and another person were treated for some, you know, impact from the fumes. And one resident that we've talked with has actually said she actually had to go to the doctor and was suffering from something called acute hydrocarbon, I think inflammation, something like that. But basically the doctor said, you know, you need to stay away from the oil.
You know, that's the most serious concern, but not to downplay what's happening on those riverbanks. I mean, you're above Yellowstone Park. We know there was concern that people might not understand that and there might be an impact on tourism, but what's been the impact on the residents living along the river?
For a lot of people, they make their living along the river. We have people that are ranchers, farmers. Their land has obviously been devastated. But people also use the Yellowstone River as a time for fishing and other outfitting kind of activities like that. So there have been people who have not been able to, you know, A, partake in their 4th of July festivities, but B, who kind of make a living doing that, but also those who are the local farmers, ranchers, and producers, they've also been hit by that. I know a local goat rancher saying that, you know, this is definitely not good for their livestock because they depend on some of the feed nearby that's been devastated.
Amanda Venegas is a reporter and anchor for KTVQ, the CBS News affiliate in Billings, Montana. Amanda, thanks so much.
Thank you.